But there are other examples. So let's talk about molecules and materials briefly. So here's an example. These are the proteins related to the COVID virus, and you know, sitting on a cell wall. I believe, I think this is a lipid layer of a cell, and they're all jiggling around. And it's a really fun to watch video. And you can do these kinds of simulations of what's going to happen with all these atoms moving around because it's just chemistry. But it requires like a supercomputer, you know, at a year or something to be able to make that little video. And if you want, if it takes a long time for this protein to like do the important biologically relevant thing, it might not be feasible. And so what's happening now is that we're figuring out how to use generative AI techniques so that